Sorry, guys. I know I went a little bit over there. Had to check the mail and stuff real quick. I just got a new PC, and I didn't have the right adapter for my monitor, so I had to order one. But by God, I'm here now. Here now. And you know what we got an update on?
Goldberg!
Got an update on Goldberg. So, a lot of people, you know, flipped out over the Tony Khan thing, and he's like, oh, I'm paying attention to Goldberg's free agent status. Well, Goldberg's been a free agent since January 1st. He's been a free agent since the turn of the year. He had his last match last February, but there was still time on the deal. And ever since then, I've been, you know, hitting up people. Hey, can we get it set? Can we get it confirmed? There's nothing left. He's a free agent. He's good to go. And I got that go ahead this week. But he's been a free agent since January 1st. So if Tony Khan's been paying attention to his free agent status, I'm sure he's known that Goldberg is a free agent since January 1st. I've known that as well. I just couldn't run it. So now we've got this situation where he is a free agent and you got everybody out there going,
Goldberg!
But I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if they're that serious about it. I know that Tony Khan has had to have contact with his agent because he's got to talk to him for a lot of other people, like the Bucks and Omega and people like that. So obviously he's been in contact with them, and I'm pretty sure that that's come up at some point. Now, in the just few days, or I can't remember when the hell I broke that news. Monday? That there are people interested in booking him. Specifically, there's a promotion based out of Israel that straight up told me they want to have Bill Goldberg in to wrestle for them. Okay. I'm sure that's a big payday. The right ones, he'll do it. He did a bunch of matches in Japan back in the day for that as well. But there is already interest in Bill Goldberg and him showing that he would do something like that. You know, I'm sure the Qatar Pro Wrestling will hit him up and stuff like that as well. Like, he'll get some offers to do actual matches for the right, for a good amount of money. It's just, will it be worth it to him, or was what he did enough for him? Would he want to have anything to do with AEW? Like, I don't know. I mean, again, I know that they had interest a few years ago, but I don't know what Goldberg's interest was. But company in Israel wants to book him. Hey, I know he's doing WrestleCon, obviously. And you know what? Kate brings up Bill Goldberg's last match, the Conrad thing. It'd take a lot more than what Ric Flair made to do that match, though. And I know what Ricky Steamboat wanted for that. And it'd be a lot more than what Ricky Steamboat wanted for that. Whole lot more. So I'm going to drop that in a Fightful Select Portions update in a bit. But also, I hear Tech N9ne might be at AEW Dynamite tonight. We interviewed Alicia Atoot. She talked to us about her free agency. She said that once, you know, Richard Holiday got sick, that she kind of saw the writing on the wall and wasn't used as much. And I thought she did great as a character on the show as well. My favorite interview of last year was Richard Holiday and Alicia Atoot. But she said that she's got her eyes on AEW, and she said that Cody got her that opportunity. But she's actually glad that it didn't end up happening for her, because she grew so much as a performer and became a manager and things like that. I'm going to drop in the select portions update. Rhino has been producing agenting for Impact Wrestling as well. That's nice to hear. We got an interview with Matt Cardona coming up soon. Joel Pearl did a bunch of them, but we're going to try to get these out to you a little more quickly than we had in the past. We couldn't previously due to some sponsor reasons, but NordVPN.com/Fightful helped us out there. Now, CM Punk, Dax thing. I talked to Dax interview is up for tier two subscribers. It'll be up Friday for other people. Now, I want you guys to know, one, this for people that are aggregating the post that we're going to make later, the interview is available. All they got to do is subscribe or wait till Friday. So before there's irresponsible aggregation, we'll tell you what he said and tell you they can get the quotes if they want them bad enough. But Dax, I talked to him about his podcast and his FTR with Dax live show March 30th at the Biltmore Millennium Hotel, LA. Check it out. But we talked about it, and he's like, yeah, I did get heat for several podcasts I did, especially the one with CM Punk, because he wanted that to be his first show. He wanted people to know the truth about CM Punk, or at least his truth about CM Punk. And he said that, you know, he can't necessarily agree with the scrum, but what he can say is that fights happen and shit happens. And I mean, he and Bobby Fish got into a little scrap, and they ended up all right. He wants everybody to put it behind them, make money, and make good programming. And he said that one of his big things was that he wanted everybody to know that AEW needs CM Punk, but they also need Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. And he wasn't trying to minimize their impact as a result of the show. Now, obviously, CM Punk is one of his close friends. He told me that he didn't think that he was going to like CM Punk. It was almost like a stepbrothers thing. He's like, I'll drop that motherfucker. He said he told Cash that if Punk came in there and was like, oh, you're not dressed professionally, you're not dressed apart, you're not figuring it out, like, that he was going to be like pissy at him. But they clicked, and they ended up going together very, very well and becoming good friends. Now, he said that he and Punk still talk almost daily. And he said they talk about wrestling. Specifically, he said that CM Punk has been reading Steve Kern's book. Steve Kern is Skinner, for those of you who don't know. He was responsible for recruiting and doing a lot of stuff at the Performance Center. And CM Punk told Dax that it made him miss wrestling. I mean, to me, that shows that he wants to do it. It's not just the fact that he wants to wrestle. He's got to make good on some of those other things. The fight, I wasn't there. I don't know. But we saw what happened at the scrum. And to me, amends got to be made there. You can't undermine the entire foundation of the company and do that. Other than that, I think that CM Punk is one of the most fascinating performers and people in wrestling history. Full stop, point blank, period. He's interesting. He's compelling. I want to see what he does. I want to see what he says. To me, the way that I always looked at it, if CM Punk came back and he said, all that shit I'm holding on to, Colt, Hangman, the Bucks, Omega, let that go, work with anybody and everybody, you've got over a year's worth of angles. And Brandon Souza says, I feel like the Elite need to suck it up and talk to Punk. I feel like they were in the wrong just as much as Punk. I'm going to clear up some misconceptions. I did not get leaked the info from Omega and the Bucks. I have never spoken to them outside of an interview. So to say that, oh, they leaked it, so they were responsible, I can tell you that the people that I got the information from are not close with the Punks or Omega. So at that point, well, you didn't necessarily have them going out there and burying CM Punk publicly. You didn't have that. You had Hangman bring up a workers' rights line that a lot of people did not know or think was related to CM Punk or Colt Cabana. And Punk responded to that months later publicly in a situation that Hangman wasn't ready for. And then Punk said what he said at the scrum. To me, what led to that? He could have done an interview with anybody. He could have done an interview with Lars or with Sports Illustrated and said, hey, I didn't cost Colt Cabana his job. I wouldn't do that. But what happened was that scrum went out there and it undermined the foundation of AEW. I'm not talking about him accusing them of leaking stuff. You can do whatever the hell you want there, but saying like none of them had ever done anything and talking about that work environment. That's what had people heated in AEW more than the fight itself was specifically that scrum. And I'm working on a big update, doing my best. I'm hoping to have one very soon. The biggest updates that I've had in months on Punk, his status, what I'm hearing about him. It's been very quiet lately, but I hope that everybody can just come together, let bygones be bygones, and make great wrestling television. Dax also said that, you know, obviously they talk about work and stuff like that, but if it gets too negative, they scale it back and they'll just send Bret Hart clips. But we got original 123 kids saying sub to select today, trying to figure out how this site works. So when you go to Patreon, there's an itemized list, but also there are tags. Like, for example, you go to the tags or any of those, and we got like Sour Graps, Weekender, news reports, Q&As, Fightful Report, podcasts. You can easily access the content that way. There are also feeds and stuff that make that happen, or that get the audio to you directly. But guys, thank you all so much. I love you guys. We're out.